70. To N. L. Ozmidov, Petersburg, February 1878. My dear and kind Nikolai Lukich, let me beg you first to forgive my having, by reason of illness and various bothers, taken so long to answer you. In the second place, what can I say in reply to your momentous question, which belongs to the eternal problem of humanity? Can one treat such matters in the narrow compass of a letter? If I could talk with you for some hours, it would be a different thing, and even then I might well fail to achieve anything. Least of all by words and arguments does one convert an unbeliever. Would it not be better if you would read, with your best possible attention, all the epistles of St. Paul? Therein much is said of faith, and the question could not be better handled. I recommend you to read the whole Bible through in the Russian translation. The book makes a remarkable impression when one thus reads it. One gains, for one thing, the conviction that humanity possesses and can possess no other book of equal significance. Quite apart from the question of whether you believe or don't believe, I can't give you any sort of idea. But I'll just say this. Every single organism exists on earth but to live, not to annihilate itself. Science has made this clear, and has laid down very precise laws upon which to ground the axiom. Humanity as a whole is, of course, no less than an organism, and that organism has, naturally, its own conditions of existence, its own laws. Human reason comprehends those laws. Now, suppose that there is no God, and no personal immortality. Personal immortality and God are one and the same, an identical idea. Tell me then, why am I to live decently and do good if I die irrevocably here below? If there is no immortality, I need but live out my appointed day and let the rest go hang. And if that's really so, and if I am clever enough not to let myself be caught by the standing laws, why should I not kill, rob, steal, or at any rate live at the expense of others? For I shall die, and all the rest will die and utterly vanish. By this road, one would reach the conclusion that the human organism alone is not subject to the universal law, that it lives but to destroy itself, not to keep itself alive. For what sort of society is one whose members are mutually hostile? Only utter confusion can come of such a thing as that. And then reflect on the I which can grasp all of this. If the I can grasp the idea of the universe and its laws, then that I stands above all other things, stands aside from all other things, judges them, fathoms them. In that case, the I is not only liberated from the earthly axioms, the earthly laws, but has its own law, which transcends the earthly. Now, whence comes that law? Certainly not from earth, where all reaches its issue and vanishes beyond recall. Is that no indication of personal immortality? If there were no personal immortality, would you, Nikolai Lukich, be worrying yourself about it, be searching for an answer, be writing letters like this? So you can't get rid of your I, you see. Your I will not subject itself to earthly conditions, but seeks for something which transcends earth, and to which it feels itself akin. But whatever I write falls short altogether, as it must. I cordially press your hand and take my leave. Remain in your unrest. Seek farther. It may be that you shall find. Your servant and true friend, F. Dostoevsky.